for America.
They should know we will follow them to the gates of hell until they are brought to justice. Because hell is where they will reside.
Fighting for Idaho.
Idaho is probably four, five, six, seven times the size of pick a state in the east, New Hampshire, Connecticut. And yet your power in the electoral vote is a fraction of theirs.
Fighting for you.
This is the first time in American history when we're going to really leave our legacy and children with less opportunity than we had when we grew up. It's frightening and it requires immediate action.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
It's scary.
On 580 KID. Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Thank you all for joining us. Here we are, striving, grinding it out, living the dream each and every weekday from 5 to 9, all the time at 580kido.com. We have the hot list. We'd love for you to check that out. Give us a click. That'll show our folks here and across America that our existence is justified. We're always working to create content, whether it's here, online, or everywhere at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. So check out the hot list, some good stories, and some remarks, actually quite funny sound clips that we're throwing on there. And we're trying to expand that as we move on and on to give you a greater variety to take a look at things. We're joined by our great friend, Nagmaid Abedini, who joins us now live. Nagmaid, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here at 580KIDO. So, if you could, please give us an update on the latest with your husband, Pastor Saeed, ma'am.
Well, actually, today I should have more updates. His family gets to visit him. His mom gets to visit him every Wednesday. So, but last I heard, he was still struggling with internal bleeding and pain. And we're still trying to see if the Iranian government will treat him, and which they have not. So he's still serving an 8-year sentence. His second year anniversary is coming up end of September.
Well, I know you're planning something significant not only here in the Treasure Valley, but throughout not only the country, but throughout the world.
Yes, we're doing a prayer vigil for him on September 26th, and over 300 cities and over 20 countries have signed up so far to join me for the prayer vigil. We're doing one in Boise at the State Capitol Building at 6 p.m. on September 26th.
And what will be going on there, and is the public invited?
Yes, it's everyone's invited. You can get updates at saeedvigil.com, and we're just gonna have a candle, a time of remembering Saeed and those who are persecuted because they're Christians, because of their Christian faith. And we're gonna pray and have a vigil. So it's a prayer vigil. So everyone's invited. We would love for everyone to come and show their support. Unfortunately, we're seeing so many things happening for, with Christian persecution, but now with this, the horrific things happening with not just Christians, but Americans. And so it's a great way to show support and also tell our government that this is something that matters to us and we want action to get Saeed home.
Because if they, it does correlate with the amount of people, it does correlate with the amount of attention that you get.
It does. Well, there's always, last year there's media and there's the government officials do take note. But really the point of it is prayer. But it does make a difference that people say this matters and I'm here to show my support. And this is an important issue. So,
in the world that we live in, Nagmaid, are you surprised that you've pretty much become the spokesperson, not only nationally but internationally, here at 580KIDO and elsewhere, for Christians being persecuted throughout the world?
You know, I think it's getting close to home, and people are realizing it, especially here in the U.S., that it's just not something happening in a far-off place, that attacks on, Christians, and it's coming to to the U.S., and so it's I never expected it, but God has really used Saeed as the face of the persecuted church. But this is a reality that's happening a lot in the Middle East. But it's really it's something that's actually expanding, and it's affecting Europe and the U.S. now.
When we take a look at the world that we live in, and you see it through your eyes, that of a Christian, what are the challenges that we have when we see just the face of evil again and again with these horrible stories going on throughout the world of Christians being killed for their faith? What goes on in your mind?
You know, it's pure evil. I don't think many people, many countries have really been able to understand it, have ever seen anything like it. You know, we don't do things like that, and we treat humans with dignity and respect, and their value their opinions, and we don't, you know, cut off heads and do what we're seeing. You know, now with the social media, it's something we're able to see. It's happened for a long time. It's happened for over 1,000 years, but now we're seeing it on social media. What's happening, and I don't think we know what to do with it. I think it's just, U.S. and Europe are confused by it, and we're confused. I don't see anyone really understanding it and being able to address it. And I do think if it's not addressed, that it will expand. It will not just stay in those regions.
Let's go to the phones, and we go to Gene and Cuna for Nag Mehmed Abedini at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. Matt, my heart really goes out to you. It really does. My team and I, we liberated a lot of people from these little wooden boxes that the NVA had when I was in country, and I can't even imagine what you're going through. I just have a question, though. Kevin, maybe you can help me answer this one, because, you know, our government, they'll cut loose 5 high-ranking terrorists to liberate Bo Bergdahl. Now, this isn't taking anything away from Bo. Don't get me wrong here. But if they can do that for just one man, why on earth can't they do that for a pastor that loves God, he loves Jesus, and he has a wonderful family waiting for him at home? Not saying that Bo didn't, but here we have a man that may have walked away from his post, maybe not. But here we have a pastor that was trying to help people and do the right thing and just be a good, genuinely kind man and wanting to help people. And here we go. He gets thrown into prison because he happens to have a different belief system, even though he's still trying to help people in his homeland, so to speak. And I just, Kevin, don't get it. And, ma'am, I really wish you all the best. I'll keep you in my prayers, and we've got a prayer chain going for you and Pastor Saeed, and I just really hope and pray that God Almighty brings him home to you soon, because you need a husband, your children need a father, and I get all choked up even thinking about it, but I really pray that you're in the Father's hands, and so is your husband. Mm. And Kevin, my brother, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Gene. We appreciate that. Nagme, your thoughts?
Well, I appreciate Gene's heart, and I am confused as well. I don't know, but as he said, you know, he's praying. We trust God. I never thought when Saeed was taken it would take so long. First, I was shocked because he was there working with the government on an orphanage. And second, I thought, oh, he's going to come out soon. Never thought it would be 2 years. And never thought it would be so painful as the years passed. And I don't understand. I've asked the same questions of why is it so hard getting him home? Especially now that we're, you know, discussing so many different issues with Iran. And so I don't understand, but I trust God, and I appreciate people like Gene who are praying for us and you know, everywhere I go in Boise, people stop me and say, we're praying for you. We're sorry. And so that really helped to know there's others who care and understand and are standing with us. So I appreciate that.
Speaking of which, Jim Risch had this to say. Senator Risch, let's take a listen.
Ms. Sherman, in the kindest and gentlest terms previously, I have urged that you do something about getting Pastor Abedini and the other two Americans released. I was incredibly critical of you guys because you cut billions loose without demanding this tiny, tiny little thing as far as Iran is concerned. I want to ratchet that up a little bit. You did it again. You've cut billions loose without getting those three guys released. Do me a favor. Do America a favor. Do the Abedini family a favor. Tell them next time you're not going to give them any more money unless they kept these three people loose. I can almost guarantee you they're going to do that. You're talking about billions of dollars, and you're talking about three people that we really, really need out of prisons in Iran. Try it. Just try it and see what happens. I'm willing to bet you they're going to cut those three loose in return for the money that you have available to give them.
Your thoughts?
Exactly. I think money talks, and I think if the Iranian government sees they're losing, you know, there's some incentive, then they would be out, you know, tomorrow. I think Senator Risch hit it right on target. But since his speech, now there's four Americans. So there was recently a journalist and his wife that were arrested, a Washington Post journalist. So the list is no longer three, but it's four, which shows an act of defiance on the hardliners' part, saying, well, we're not releasing the three. We're actually going to add to the list. So I think Senator Risch has just hit it right on, and I've really admired him for standing up and doing that. I would have said the same thing, and he's been really a great supporter and great, very vocal about this, and I appreciate that.
Now, anything you want to say to him specifically, since he'll be on later in the day?
He has been a great source of strength for me, seeing that he's sitting across the table from those who are negotiating with Iran and speaking what I would speak. And he's one of the people that I feel like he understands. He has a family. You know, when the kids made the video to President Obama, I wanted him to reach his father's side. And there's two kids that are hurting, you know, where my kids are crying and saying, we want daddy home. And I think Senator Risch has just such a wonderful, he's such a wonderful human and father and leader. And I just admire him for taking every opportunity to not only, you know, fight and represent the whole state, but also care about the individuals and want each individual to come home to their families. And he has a very compassionate heart. And I have admired, I've watched his, you know, his videos, I've watched his Twitter account, and I admire what he's doing, and I appreciate what he's doing for our family and standing up for our family.
Nagmaid, please stand by. More coming up with Nagmaid Abedini.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Nagmaid Abedini with us, with the latest on her husband, Pastor Saeed. Nagmaid, as we approach the two-year anniversary, what would you like to say to people right now just tuning in?
First of all, I appreciate your continued support, Kevin, and just being a friend and doing your part to get the story out. I would say, you know, as I have had to struggle with, continuing, I think every voice counts to just not give up and not, it's been 2 years and he's still not out, but not to give up and just continue to call and contact your local government, our local government official, you know, and they've been great. Our local government officials have been great, but to continue to tell them to continue to put pressure on the State Department, to get Saeed home. And, you know, every voice counts, and I would invite everyone to the prayer vigil in Boise on September 26th. I think prayer is powerful.
Nagmeet, what was it like for you to have your children release a YouTube video asking that their father be released?
You know, we've spoken a lot about, you've asked how are the kids doing, and I, you know, and I've spoken at, you know, different media outlets, and I really wanted the people, everyone to see how the kids are doing. You know, I say, well, they're not doing that well, they're emotional, but I think it just, after, you know, for 2 years, they weren't really at the front lines, but they have, their life has become more emotional as, this is the third year, for example. Yesterday was the third year that they started school and Saeed's not here. My daughter, her dad was not there for kindergarten, first grade, and now second grade. And she was so emotional, and they both were. And so people don't see the everyday emotions I deal with as a mom. And so I wanted the world to get a glimpse of how much they're missing their dad. And Jacob so eloquently describes, you know, how his heart is crying, and of course, Rebecca's crying and saying, I pray, and Daddy's still not home. So I hope to give it a more human side of this is what's happening in our house.
Now, I mean, we've talked about the electronic media. Fox News has covered your story, you know, sometimes CNN. What about the print media? Have you gotten any print coverage of this?
You know, Fox has been the most, and, you know, somewhat CNN, but other outlets have not been as, you know, as vocal, I guess, about this Saeed's imprisonment. I don't understand why, but they just have not.
No, I wondered, because I, you know, we talk about the broadcast media. I'm just wondering if, you know, some longer form publication like The Atlantic or The New Yorker or someone like that, or Time.
Oh yeah, we have there has been, but not as much. Fox, you know, the print has the Huffington Post, The New York, you know, Times, and you know, just all the different major newspapers, and you know, Wall Street Journal, and so on. They've all at some point covered it, or, you know, at least given some kind of coverage or update every, you know, once in a while, maybe once or twice a year. So there has been updates from most of the major media publications.
Nagmeet Abedini with us. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Now, Nagmeet, I don't want to upset you, but the last time we had you on, you were very concerned about the growing presence of ISIS mm-hmm. in the prison. Can you give us an update on that?
You know, it's still there. It's making it difficult for Saeed to do as much. And you know, as we know, they don't like it's Saeed is the number one target because he's a convert. He converted from Islam to Christianity, and he's an American. And so it's just another twist that I never expected that Saeed would have to face in prison. He's already in Iranian prison, in the hands of Iranian hardliners. And to know now in prison he's faced with another kind of hardliner that don't really care if they hurt him, and they don't really care what happens to them. So it's been hard. Since that has happened, since we've realized that that's what's happening in the last probably month. So that's been difficult and a new twist that I never expected.
Nagmeet, can we really understand the rationale of the mullahs, and is there a rational person there that we can reach out to, or that our government can reach out to?
The rationale is that it's an Islamic government, and any ideology or religion outside of theirs is considered a threat, a national security threat. And there's a war, there's some kind of a struggle, internal struggle, where the hardliners, the mullahs, the religious leaders who are the more radical hardliners, are really not allowing the new president Rouhani, who's not very moderate anyways, to really even negotiate for Saeed. Or, you know, they want to show, use Saeed as an example, that this is what happens when you convert. And ultimately really has to be a miracle for him to get out. He's in the hands of the hardliners who run the prison system, who run the justice system, and they don't want to let him out. They think, you know, that he hasn't converted back to Islam. They don't think he's learned his lesson, and they want to keep him there as a fear tactic to other Muslims, that this is what happens if you convert. You're going to get long-term imprisonment.
Let's talk about your faith in Christ, your family's faith. Obviously, it has to be the Lord getting you through this.
It is. I've had really strong points, but I have to admit the last month has been, there's been a lot of low points for me. It's been hard, but really ultimately every day that I can even get up, is a miracle. That there's days I struggle with what if and anxious thoughts and poor me, and I have to, you know, battle that and I get filled with such peace and even joy that I can be a single mom for the kids. And really my faith is so real to me. It's more real to me than any human being that could ever talk me into feeling better, or anyone close, my closest person. And God has become so real in my life that I know the fact that I can go through whatever, the loss of anyone and any disease and any loss, financial, human, and I will be okay, because there's a source that I can always go to, and that can just not make me more than okay, just give me a peace that no one can take away from me. And that's comforting to know I always have that. I always have Jesus to go to and my faith, no one can take away. And I know Saeed has that too, no matter the tortures and whatever he's going through, he can pray. He has a connection with God that none of those people can take away. No prison wall can take away from him. So that's comforting that you always have that, no matter what you're going through.
Nagmeet, finally, one more time for the vigil, and we'll get you on before the vigil as well. If people want to participate and pray to bring Saeed home, where can they go on the web?
They can go to saeedvigil.com. Or Boise, we're meeting at the State Capitol building at 6 p.m. on the 26th of September. But for updates, they can go to saeedvigil.com, and it lists all of the cities and locations for the prayer vigils across the U.S. and across the world.
Nagmeet, thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate all you're doing. God bless.
Bye-bye. We do urge you to keep Nagmeet, her children, and, of course, Pastor Saeed in your prayers. We need to bring him home, folks. And it starts with your prayers right here with Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kevin Miller with you here. You're listening to 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. So proud of our heritage, and we do our very best while we're here to uphold the mantle that has been given to us through our predecessors. I always love talking about radio, and as we're in our cars driving to work or driving home, because, again, it's our last form of communication. Well, Kevin, we have texting, we have this. Yeah, but I mean, you don't hear an inflection in a text, do you? All right, on a few lighter notes here at 580KIDO, and gosh knows we need them. I just can't get enough of the fast food protesting. And we talked a little bit about this last week. You know, last week we went from California to Carolina to Florida. And whether or not, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, at 580KIDO on Twitter, or our 27 Facebook accounts, that you believe that fast food workers should be making the big money. Well, a lot of people continue to protest. In fact, we have a congresswoman from Wisconsin who last week joined a group of fast food workers. Where was this, Sweet William? It was in Milwaukee. Right. Okay. She went out there to support them and saying that the minimum wage should be raised to 15 bones an hour. Now, not only did she go out there, now, how would you like what's her name? Gwen Moore? How would you like Congresswoman Gwen not only to believe so much in the cause, but so much so that she was one of the 27 people out of 400 that was arrested? Now, if I were a congressman, I told you where I would get arrested. I would get arrested going down to the illegal camps and saying, I demand that you let me in. I bring the fight to you. Instead, we're fighting over Whoppers versus Wendy's Doubles. Oh, love the Frosty. And the Quarter Pounder or Big Mac. Let's take a listen to the insanity.
It is deleterious to our economy for them not to have the minimum wage. So I'm standing with them during this civil disobedience.
Everything is a civil disobedience. And quite frankly, you know, let me just say this. If you work at a place that values you in America today, you are so better off than most of the folks listening right now, than all of us, really. I mean, we come down to the idea of value. I was talking to a friend of mine who has done so much for his company, promotions, and suddenly the bean counters came in and done. You know, when you watch Marcus Lemonis on CNBC's The Profit, it's people, process, product, right? Exactly. And yet we talk about systems. We promote the brand. The people are the brand. I know that's what they're arguing. By the way, how big were these protests last week? 150 cities. And sometimes we're so starved for news here. I'm surprised we didn't. Heck, if I'd known that, I would have organized something at one of the burger joints and said, hey, I'd like $30 an hour. But 150 cities. People protested. Amazing. Here is more from Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Wisconsin. I guess we don't have to really worry about ISIS. I guess we don't really have to worry about the Ukraine. I guess we don't have to worry about Gaza. I guess we don't have to worry about Jihadist Johnny coming to get us. We just have to worry about the cost of a cheeseburger. And quite frankly, I think the fast food places are expensive enough. That's where I dine.
We've been arguing. I have been debating this. I've put on my suit, my best suit, in my briefcase, and debated it, and that hasn't worked. So now I'm prepared to put myself in the way.
Well, there you have it, and she's arrested. Okay, it's great. She's made 580 KIDO's Kevin Miller show. She's made the big time. I know. Make sure you don't, you're not drinking when you say that. She's out there. She's got her best suit on. Where were these folks? Again, with the illegal camps. Remember John McCain went down there and the security guard told him, I'm sorry, you can't come in. Well, I'd like to go in. You're a United States senator. Make them arrest you, right? As if, what are they going to do? Put McCain in the gulag? Any congressperson should do that, right? I would think. I think it's your sworn duty. I mean, we yap about things. What's the solution? You force people's hands, don't you? Instead, it's all about the fast food places, and I'll get to my thoughts on that in a minute, but I just can't get enough of this. I mean, has everything become a civil rights movement? I mean, really, we've gotten rid of the manufacturing jobs. We've gotten rid of, thank you, Republican Party. Thank you, Democratic Party. Thank you, unions that endorsed NAFTA and GATT. Well, I guess they didn't endorse NAFTA, but they've rolled over everything else. I mean, who sticks up for the workers anymore besides Bill O'Reilly?
This is what democracy looks like.
So who would have ever thought that something highly caloric, highly high in cholesterol would in fact elicit so much response? And who would have ever thought that these folks would spend so much time reliving their high school civics class? One more time, please.
This is what democracy looks like.
Well, this is what democracy looks like. Okay, here's another question. How many people went out to the streets concerning the health exchange? How many people went out during the health exchange and said, I want to keep my doctor? Of course, the government lied to us. Do they have a valid point? Yeah, I think everybody would like to make more money. Do you have a career in fast food? I suppose if you work really hard. I always like, where was I? That's right, when I lived in Meridian. And I would go to the McDonald's. And they go, oh, no, not fatty again. And I'd go up there and I'd get my food and I'd see somebody who first started. I'm going, hurry up. Gotta get that food in. And then you'd have the malaise that happens right after consuming fast food. And then 3 or 4 months later, they'd get promoted to shift leader, these workers, and then manager. Yeah, that's a future. But to sit back, what was it last week? It is still in my head when we heard from one of the guys going, look, it's not just flipping burgers. I put my heart and soul into it. Well, okay, I agree if it's a local place. But on the other hand, a lot of the stuff is you just press the microwave buttons and nuke it, right? Anyway, let's go to Miami, where we have, again, a 20-year-old Burger King worker, Dinashe Mincy, says she ain't making it.
$7.93 is not going to cut it at all. It won't.
Well, you're right. It won't. So what do? I think, you know, a lot of people call it the new norm. You go out there and you work hard, and maybe you're going to have to work 2 or 3 jobs. Can you believe how we've changed so much in America today that all of a sudden, you know, not one job is sufficient? Remember when we used to get outraged, whether you're listening to 580KIDO before I got here or anywhere else, when the spouse had to work, whether it was the husband or the wife, and we talked about the effects, the impact, the detrimental impact it had on kids. You got to go work. Mama can't be home with the children's. And now we're seeing today, not only does mama have to work, but daddy or mama has to work 2 jobs to maintain that standard of living. Much more coming up. Kevin Miller in the morning. You know the ice bucket challenge coming up. It went drastically wrong. I'll give you the troubling details next. Kevin Miller.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Idaho, K-Miller with you at 580KIDO. And a lot of people, you know, I'm not just going to say a lot of people. I'm going to talk to you directly. Have you heard about the ice bucket challenge? Have you done the ice bucket challenge? People from all over the place. Now, has it gone over the top? Mrs. Miller, the other day, people keep calling her out and she's mad. Well, I don't know if she's mad, but it makes for better radio if I say that she's mad. And anyway, she goes, I'm not doing that thing. I go, wait, you filmed me doing it when it was the ice pail challenge. Thank you, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, for pointing out my deficiencies in not having a bucket. And you see everybody doing it, and it's such such a feel-good thing. And then you have people that are jerks, people that are punks that ruin it. And this is a story that happened last week. And, you know, we finally had enough time to talk about it. You know, we've done the schools. We're rolling here. And, you know, sometimes we just need to talk about issues as opposed to us versus them or what have you. And here you have a special needs boy in Ohio is pranked by some punks who poured a bucket of bodily fluids on him. Why in the world would anybody do this? Now, people said, oh, you know, they wanted the autistic boy to take the ice bucket challenge. But instead of ice water, they dumped on him a bucket full of, well, bodily fluids and cigarette butts. How do you, and being autistic, being special needs, how do you come back from that? Let's hear from his mother at 580KIDO.
The bucket challenge is supposed to be raising awareness for this disease, and now they've turned it into a sick joke.
Now it gets even more disturbing, because not only did they like to do that, they turned it into a video for people to watch.
He was embarrassed, and then he didn't want anybody to know.
Right. Right. Now, last week, there was a rally for this young man organized by the Autism Support Group at a high school football game. You know, are we too politically correct? Are we too this, too that? No, I think we're doing the right thing here. Anyway, coming up, we'll take a look at the news. Coming up, we'll talk to you. Always look forward to having you there. Thank you all for listening. Stay with us, won't you? Kevin Miller, 580KID.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller.
KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Our friends at the Big Fox Accountability Bell will be coming up, giving us the latest news, weather, and all the information you need to know to start your day. I want you to start your day here. Tell your friends. Once they listen, they kind of like it. And I know we do appreciate it. So, again, what was I going to say? Yeah, everything you need to know before you get to work, plus your ability to yap about it. That's what we're all about here. May your family have a great day. God bless. No matter what, no matter when, keep the faith.